I always seem to get stuck between a rock and a hard place. React is a refuge. The large, wedge-shaped, four-story brick building in front of where you're standing is called Gibson Block, and it has been a shelter for women in need since 2012. Words like sanctuary and refuge are often used to describe WEAC, a 64-bed emergency shelter that provides respite from the harsh realities that come with living rough. Of the 2,100 people who are experiencing homelessness every day in Edmonton, 47% self-identify as female. Intimate partner and/or family violence is a key pathway into homelessness for women and girls. Approximately 700 women and 236 accompanying children are turned away from domestic violence shelters across Canada each day due to the capacity issue. Life on the street can be harsher for women and girls as they face unique and profound forms of violence once they enter homelessness, including much higher rates of involvement in human trafficking. Take a listen to the story from Mel, who has experienced homelessness in the past and currently is in our reintegration program with our chaplain, Debbie.
I just got out April 7th. I went back January 26th and had my revocation hearing on April 4th or 5th, 6th, and got out the next day. Prior to that, I was in from November 2009. Made it to EIFW 2011 and served my whole time there until I got out in October of 2018. I'll work that way and then work back, I guess. Back in 2009, I got arrested for second degree murder, and then I went in and my trial was like 4 weeks, and I tried claiming self-defense. And I ended up getting manslaughter and getting sentenced to 10 years. And I went back and went to EFW May of 2011. Then I went for an appeal in January of 2012. So the appeal was won, so my sentence and my conviction no longer existed. But in the time that I was at EFW, I was trying to get into programming and change because I was so done with my lifestyle. But I couldn't because I lied at my first trial. So everything was based off of a lie, and I'm trying to remember all the lies, and I couldn't say anything because I was sitting on an appeal, so it was really stressful. So in that time, that's when I had met Snowy. I started working with him from pretty much day one, and I got high my first month in EIFW, and it was like June 15th when I finally said I was done, and I was at Bible study the same night, and I accepted Christ that day. And so when I went back for my second trial, it didn't even make trial. I phoned my lawyer and told him what actually happened that day. And even though I knew I was going to get second degree murder and a life sentence, I didn't want to start my journey off on a lie. So I ended up getting sentenced to life with no chance of parole for 10 years. I apologized to the family. And then after that, it was just, the healing journey began. I remember crying for the first 3 months, and I was working with pretty much everybody every day. And then finally I started to like go off and practice my skill sets, and then I moved to the West End and found a place in Lewis Estates. And then I ended up getting into a relationship in 2019. It was about just a year after I got out, and after I had baby, I suffered from baby blues. Then it turned into postpartum depression, and like everything from then, like after I had baby, was just, I felt like I was where I was 10 years prior to that. I was not in a good mindset. I shut everybody out, didn't reach out to nobody, and I ended up hitting him, and he called my PO, and that's why I got pulled, because of my crime. It was on my intimate partner when I committed my crime back in 2009. there was always this one lady, she was deputy warden for a really long time. She said to me, even 2 weeks before my parole hearing, she was, people like you don't change. So when I went back, she just gave me that smirk, and she's kind of like, I told you so. And oh, it was brutal going back. It was like everybody who came to see me, because I was in isolation for 2 weeks, and everybody who came to see me gave me that exact same look of disappointment. And I was so angry for like the first month I was back. And then now, when I got granted my revocation hearing, there's no contact order with us now. We have to have a mediator. And that's where Deb comes in. Deb and Snowy have been helping us, getting baby dropped off and stuff. I'm always open and honest with Deb and Snowy because it stays between us. Yeah, if I phone her and say, hey, I feel like relapsing, we'll talk about it, and then I'll be good by the end of it.
Next stop, we delve a little deeper into the impact of the art and youth homelessness. Head north along 96th Street and stop at the northwest corner of 102A Avenue, the middle of the Quarters Art District.